today's topic will be, let them build me a sanctuary. Recently, I've been reading the book of Exodus.
在讲道当中也分享了有关于选民蒙神带领出埃及的一些旅程。
And I have been sharing about some of the journeys that the Israelites, when they came out of Egypt.
以色列百姓在埃及是当奴隶。
And when Israelites were in Egypt, they were slaves.
过着没有盼望的生活。
And they lived a life without hope.
也没有自由。
And they have no freedom.
也看不出明天。
And they cannot see tomorrow.
但是因为神的怜悯救赎。
But because of the grace and the saving grace of God,
差遣摩西将他们救出来。
He sent Moses to go and deliver them.
所以离开埃及是得自由、得恩典的第一步。
So the first step of receiving grace is to depart from Egypt.
但是离开埃及不代表马上进了迦南。
But leaving Egypt does not mean that they enter into the promised land immediately.
中间呢，就要经历很多的艰苦。
In the middle, they have to go through a lot of difficulties,
很多的考验,
a lot of tests.
最后能够胜过考验的人才能够进到神所祝福的应许之地。
And only those who endure through all the tests can enter into the promised land.
今天我们也是一样。
And today it is the same for us.
我们本来是没有指望的。
We were once without hope.
我们活在罪里。
And we lived in sin.
我们只是为了今生的生活努力。
And we only worked for the things in this life.
当主耶稣拣选我们。
But when the Lord Jesus, when He chose us,
他用他的宝血救赎我们出了罪恶的世界。
He used His precious blood to save us from this world.
我们也不是马上的进了天国。
And we did not immediately enter into heaven.
我们也在世上。
We still live in this world.
每天的生活。
And every day we still live.
当我们读出埃及记的时候。
So when we read the book of Exodus,
我们就可以把自己啊。 的情况跟当时的选民来比较。
We can compare our situations to the Israelites back then.
以前他们遇到的。
The things that they faced.
我们今天也遇到。
Today we also face.
神要他们做的。
The things that God wants them to do.
神今天也会同样要求我们这样做。
God also expects us to do the same.
当以色列百姓出了埃及之后。
When the Israelites, they departed from Egypt.
他们在西乃山停留了很久。
They stopped on Mount Sinai for a long time.
摩西上了山40昼夜。
Moses went up to the mountain for 40 days.
跟神有很亲密的灵交。
And he had an intimate communication with God.
但是神叫他下来第一件事情。
And when God told Moses to come down to the mountain,
给百姓一个信息。
And to give the Israelites a message.
这个信息是什么呢?
But what is this message?
我们看出埃及记的25章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 25.
第八节。
Verse 8.
出埃及记的25章的第八节。
Exodus chapter 25, verse 8. Chapter 25, verse 8. 8. And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them.
神的信息很清楚,
God's message is very clear.
神告诉摩西,
God tells Moses
告诉百姓,
to tell the people
要叫他们为我造圣所,
let them make me a sanctuary.
人住的地方叫做房屋。
Where people live is called a house.
神住的地方，神同在的地方叫做圣所。
The building that God lives in is called a sanctuary.
那为什么神要告诉摩西要百姓为他造圣所呢？
So why did God told Moses to tell the people to build him a sanctuary?
我们知道神是个灵。
God is spirit.
他不需要任何的房子或是帐幕。
He does not need a dwelling place. He does not need a house.
他跟我们不一样。
He is different from us.
我们是要住房子。
We need to live in a house.
但是为什么神需要圣所呢？
But why does God need a sanctuary?
不是为了神自己。
It is not for God himself.
而是为了我们这些拜神的人。
But it is for us who worship him.
第八节这里说啊， 使我可以住在他们中间。
Verse 8, it tells us that I may dwell among them.
这个是一个很重要的观念。
And this is a very important concept.
没有说神是充满宇宙万物的。
God fills the whole universe.
但是神要百姓为他造一个圣所。
But he tells his people to build him a sanctuary.
造好之后呢, 神要在那边与百姓同住。
And when they build this sanctuary, God will dwell among them.
代表透过这个圣所, 人跟神之间的关系就会建立起来。
Meaning that through this sanctuary, they can build
relationship between God and people.
人可以跟神更亲近。
People can have a closer relationship with God.
人可以也因为这个圣所得到神更大的恩典。
And people can receive more grace through this sanctuary.
所以建造圣所不是为了神。
So to build this sanctuary is not for God.
建造圣所是为了人跟神的关系。
To build this sanctuary is for the relationship between God and men.
所以以色列百姓还没有开始真正走他们旷野路的时候。
So before the Israelites started their journey in the wilderness.
神告诉他们，你要为我造圣所。
God tells them that you must build me a sanctuary.
这是一个非常重要的观念。
And this is a very important concept.
在我们人生当中，我们常常为很多事情来忙碌。
And in our life, we often busy for many things.
小时候要读书。
When we are younger, we are busy to study.
长大我要找工作。
And when we're older, we have to find a job.
建立家庭。
And establish our family.
我们存钱。
And to accumulate wealth.
为了退休的生活。
In order to retire.
好像忙不完的事情。
It seems that there's endless things to be busy for.
我们人生的道路很漫长。
And our journey in life is very long.
但是神告诉人一件事情。
But God tells people one thing.
在你在一切的事情之前。
That before you do all these things.
你先要把一件事情搞好。
You must establish one thing.
这件事情就是要先建立你跟神的关系。
And that is to establish a relationship between us and God.
建立了圣所。
To establish the sanctuary.
当你这个圣所盖好了。
And once your sanctuary is built.
神会与你同在。
Then God will abide with us.
神会祝福你。
And God will bless you.
那你其他的一件事情你就不用只是为自己来操心了。
And all these other things, you do not have to worry yourself.
但是如果你圣所没有盖好,
but if you did not build your sanctuary,
你跟神之间的关系没有建立起来,
if you did not build your relationship with God,
你一直在旷野忙碌生活啊, 人生几十年很快过去。
You always busy in the wilderness, the years in life will pass by very fast.
其实得不到神的恩典。
And we may not receive the grace of God.
所以神说你要为我建造圣所。
So God tells them you must build me a sanctuary.
透过圣所神与人同住。
Through the sanctuary people, God will dwell among the people.
神与人说话。
And God will talk to the people.
神也得到荣耀。
And God will receive glory.
那我们来看看透过这件事情我们可以学习到什么。
So let's see what we can learn through this this sanctuary.
我们从两个层面来看。
We can learn from two aspects.
先从当时候盖物质的圣所，就是会幕，我们可以学到什么。
So first, we can learn from the actual building, the tabernacle.
之后呢，我们再来讲到底盖圣所的灵意，属灵的预表是什么。
And then we can talk about the spiritual meaning of the tabernacle.
好，那么来讲第一点。
So first,
当时建造会幕，建造圣所，我们可以学习什么。
What are some things that we can learn from building the tabernacle?
就是说要怎么样的原因呢才有还可以帮才可以得到建立这个会幕起来呢
?So, how can they build this tabernacle?
第一个原因
The first reason.
就是因为他们要有甘心乐意的奉献。
Is that people needed to be willing to offer.
我们看出埃及记的25章的第一节。
Exodus chapter 25 verse 1.
二十五章的第一节
Chapter 25 verse 1
耶和华晓谕摩西说你要告诉以色列人当为我送礼物来凡甘心乐意的你们都可以收下归我
Verse 1 and 2 Then the Lord spoke to Moses saying Speak to the children of Israel that they bring me an offering from everyone who gives it willingly with his heart you shall take my offering
神要盖圣所一个很特别的指令
So GodWhen he built this tabernacle, he gave a very clear commandment.
神告诉百姓说，如果你们有甘心乐意的，可以拿礼物来。
That if the people are willing to bring their offering.
这个是很特别的一个安排。
And this is a very special arrangement.
我们知道神是全能的神。
We know that God is almighty.
这个天地万物都是神造的。
All this heaven and the earth, they were created by God.
神用什么来造呢?
So what does he use to build that tabernacle?
神用他的嘴,用他的话语就来做,造好天地万物的。
God used his word to create the heaven and the earth.
那这样想的话,神要造圣所其实应该很简单。
So with this, it should be very easy for God to build this tabernacle.
根本就不用叫人家奉献。
He does not need people to offer.
那你叫人家奉献很麻烦。
And it is troublesome for people to offer.
好像要求人这样。
It seems like you're asking them for stuff.
万一人家不够了，拿不出来了，不是盖不成吗？
And what if people fall short in their offering, then they cannot build this tabernacle.
神可以一句话就把所有圣所做好，然后让你们在里面敬拜。
God can just use one word to create this tabernacle and people can worship him. But why does God tell the people that if they are willing, they can give an offering? Because God wants to give people an opportunity to participate, an opportunity to receive blessing. When you participate, then your heart is also in it.
当你参与了, 神才有办法看到你的心, 才会更大大的祝福你。
When you participate, then God can see our hearts and God will bless us.
神不是没有,
it's not that God does not have.
神什么都有,
God has everything.
神可以不用你们出一毛钱,
God does not need a penny from us.
但是这样盖出来的圣所啊, 那个百姓啊, 不会有心在里面的。
But if God creates the tabernacle this way, then the hearts of people will not be in the tabernacle.
神要说, 你们有心的你们甘心奉献。
God said, those of you who are willing in his heart, you can offer.
我这就去美国听了一个见证。
And when I went to the States time, I heard a testimony.
有一个姐妹啊, 她带儿子去吃饭。
There was a sister who took his children, her children to eat.
他们两个都点了不同的菜。
And they both ordered two different of food.
那么当这个菜来了,
and when the food came,
妈妈看到儿子那一盘菜啊, 有 avocado,
and the moms saw her child's plate and she saw avocado.
哇, 妈妈就跟儿子说了,
and the mom said to her child,
哎呀, 早知道我点你那道菜,
if I had known, I should have ordered your dish.
我很喜欢肉里,
because I really like avocado. When the child heard,
他就马上把自己盘子的肉里啊, 放到妈妈的盘子,
then he took the avocados from his plate and gave it to his mom.
妈妈说你不是也喜欢肉里吗?
But and the mom said, don't you also like avocados?
儿子说没有关系, 妈妈你喜欢, 我给你。
And the son said, mom, you like it, so I will give it to you.
我爱你,
because I love you.
哇,这妈妈听了就很感动啊,
and when the mom heard it, she was very touched and she shed tears.
我的儿子怎么那么好?
How can my son
自己不吃给我?
What he likes best, the avocado, he does not eat it himself, but gives it to me.
后来这个妈妈自己想一想, 我是不是很笨?
And then the mom thought to herself, am I stupid? Both of these food were I bought both of them.
他只是把我付钱的东西拿回来给我而已。
He only gives back to me what I have given him.
但是我就那么开心了。
But I am so happy.
不是因为我付不出钱多交一盘肉里。
It is not because I could not afford another dish with avocados.
我看到我儿子的心了。
But because I saw my son's heart.
其实我儿子有的都是我给他的。
Because all that my sons have, it came from me.
有时候神看我们就是这样。
And sometimes when God sees us, it is the same.
当你甘心乐意为神做的虽然是一点很小的事,
when we are willing to do the smallest thing,
神已经被感动了。
Then God is already touched.
神其实很容易被感动。
In fact, God is very easily touched.
你为了要敬拜神,
if you want to worship God,
我们来早点来教会,
then we come earlier to attend the morning prayer, then God is touched.
你为神做一些很微小的事,
if you do something small for God,
大家看不到的, 但是你去做,
the things that people cannot see, but you go and do it,
神已经被感动了,
then God is touched.
你在家里多花5分钟, 10分钟时间读圣经祷告,
if you spend 5 to 10 more minutes in your when you are home to read the Bible and
pray,
then God is touched.
神很容易被感动,
God is easily touched.
但是有时候我们连一点点的神要拿出来的特别的可能都拿不出来。
But sometimes even for us to give that extra thing to God is very hard for us.
但是当我们拿出来的时候,
but when we do give a little bit more,
神就被感动,
then God is touched.
神就要开始祝福了,
then God will begin to bless us.
所以神说, 你们甘心乐意的可以拿出来。
So God said those who are willing in his offering.
当时的百姓啊, 他们是刚刚出了埃及不久。
So we know that the Israelites, they recently just came out of Egypt.
他们在埃及啊, 当了400多年的这个奴仆。
They were slaves for over 400 years in Egypt.
没有什么钱呢。
And they did not have much wealth.
但是盖这个会幕, 要金啊银啊, 宝石啊,
and to build this tabernacle, they needed gold and all these stones.
但是怎么样可能盖得起来呢?
How is it possible for them to build this tabernacle?
但是很奇妙啊,
and yet it is miraculous.
神就有祝福百姓,
that God blessed the people.
让他们出了埃及的时候,
that when they came out of Egypt,
埃及人很恐惧他们, 因为被十灾击打了。
The Egyptians were very afraid of them because of the 10 plagues.
给了他们多一些财宝啊, 金了银了, 叫他们赶快走啊。
The Egyptians gave them a lot of gold and all these precious things.
所以他们身上有一些材料。
And that's why the Israelites, they had some wealth.
你们想想，我们来想一想啊，以色列百姓在埃及工作了400年都没有工资。
So if you think about it, the Israelites worked in Egypt for over 400 years and they did not have a salary.
但是神在最后一天晚上把他们所有的工资都补给他们。
But on the last night that they were in Egypt, God repaid them all the salaries.
一天之内晚上手刮了很多埃及人的财宝。
In one night, they grabbed onto a lot of the Egyptian wealth.
所以他们才有办法盖会幕啊。
And that is how they were able to build the sanctuary.
这个都是神的安排。
And this is all the arrangements of God.
所以最穷的人可以把最漂亮的会幕盖起来。
So the poorest person, they can build the most beautiful tabernacle.
因为神早就预备了。
Because God have arranged.
还有只要是神所需要的。
And if it is something that God needs.
没有说不够的。
They would not be not enough.
啊，结果呢？神真的是有感动他们。
And indeed, God really moved them.
啊，我们看出埃及记的35章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 25.
啊，出埃及记的35章。
Exodus chapter 35.
啊，21节。
Verse 21.
35章的21节。
Chapter 35, verse 21.
35章21节。
Chapter 35, verse 21.
凡心里受感的，没有甘心乐意的，都拿耶和华的礼物来，用作会幕和其中一切的使用，又以作圣衣。
21. Then everyone came whose heart was stirred, and everyone whose spirit was willing, and they brought the Lord's offering for the work of the tabernacle of meeting, for all its service and for the holy garments.
所以说为什么百姓会甘心乐意的奉献呢？
So here it says, why were the people willing to offer?
因为他们被神的灵感动。
Because they were, their hearts were stirred by God's spirit.
奉献呢，不是缴税。
Giving offering is not paying tax.
缴税的时候都是心甘不甘情不愿的，都会说，喂，为什么税那么重？
When we're paying tax, we're always unwilling. Why is the tax rate so high?
啊，奉献呢，是心甘情愿的。
But to offer it is from a willing heart.
他们想起神的恩典。
They thought about God's grace.
如果不是神呢，我们还在埃及当奴仆啊。
If it was not for God, then we are still slaves in Egypt.
可能命都没有了。
Our lives may have already been
gone. 不要说这些钱了。
Never mind this money.
所以一想起神的恩典，甘心乐意的。
Once they think of God's grace, then they are willing to offer.
能够把这个神所给我的东西拿出来盖会幕。
They are willing to give what God has given them to build the tabernacle.
这个不是最有意义的吗？
Isn't this the most meaningful?
自己花掉了，不见了。
If they were to spend it on themselves, then it would be gone.
奉献出来该会幕，永远在那边。
But if they offer the money to God, then the tabernacle will always be there.
又可以得到神的祝福。
And they can also receive God's blessing.
而且我们来看36章的第5节。
Let's also refer to chapter 36, verse 5.
36章的第5节。
Chapter 36, verse 5.
来对摩西说，百姓为耶和华吩咐使用之工所拿来的，富富有余。
Verse 5, and they spoke to Moses, saying, the people bring much more than enough for the service of the work which the Lord commanded us to do.
摩西传命，他们就在全营中宣告说，无论男女，不必再为圣所拿什么礼物来，这样才拦住百姓不再拿礼物来。
6, so Moses gave a commandment, and they caused it to be proclaimed throughout the camp, saying, let neither man nor woman do any more work for the offering of the sanctuary, and the people were restrained from bringing.
因为他们所有的材料够做一切当做的物，而且有余。
7, for the material that they had was sufficient for all the work to be done, indeed too much.
这里告诉我们什么？
So what does this tell us?
就是说神的带领之下。
It tells us that under the guidance of God,
感动很多百姓，他们很努力的、甘心的奉献。
He moved a lot of people to be willing to offer.
结果东西太多了，用不完了。
And in the end, there was too much offering.
摩西还要拜托他们，求他们说不要再拿了，不要再拿了。
And Moses had to give a command, tell them to stop bringing offering.
用不完了。
Because they could not use all the material.
这里告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
在建造会幕的过程当中。
That in the process of building the tabernacle,
只有神会让我们更多或者是剩下的，而不会不够的。
God will only allow to be overabundance rather than to not have enough.
这个过程是超乎我们想象的。
And this process is beyond our imagination.
穷人建会幕，怎么会有东西多到用不完呢？
How can poor people build a tabernacle and yet have more than enough?
但是神就是有感动人。
But and yet God is able to stir the hearts of people.
这次我们去美国参加圣职人员的进修会。
And this time when I went to the minister's seminar,
有一位从北京去到美国探亲的一位陈长老给我们见证北京教会的恩典。
There was an elder Chen from Beijing that came.
北京教会有好几十年的历史。
The church in Beijing have many years of history.
我们知道我们
The origin of the True Jesus Church came from Beijing.
但过程经历过很多。
And in the process, they have experienced a lot.
但是这位长老他见证近十几二十年神怎么带领北京教会的恩典跟见证。
And this Elder Chen, he testified about 10 to 20 years ago about the testimony from Beijing.
北京教会其实在过去都没有自己的会堂。
The church in Beijing, they were not able to build a church.
因为中国政府对基督教有很多的管辖。
Because the Chinese government had a lot of restrictions on the church.
所以他们没有自己的会堂。
So they could not build their own church.
要跟别的基督教会一起来聚会。
And they had to worship with other Christians.
但是我们教会是守安息日的。
But our church, we observe the Sabbath on Saturday.
所以有需要自己的会堂。
So we need our own church.
一开始还租用了一些民宅、民房 来聚会。
At first, they rented out spaces to have service.
一开始租用一个很破旧的一个货仓。
And at first, they rented out a very bad condition warehouse.
里面脏得不得了。
And inside was very dirty.
根本就不能住人，也不能聚会。
And they cannot stay inside.
但是呢，他们没有别的选择。
And yet they do not have a choice.
很辛苦的筹款，把里面的装修好，可以成为一个聚会用的一个地方。
So they spent a lot of efforts to renovate the inside and to have service.
这个用了一两年。
And after using it for 1 or 2 years,
又被人家赶走了。
They were not allowed to be there anymore.
因为开发商买了那边的土地要盖房子。
Because the developers bought the land and to build a new building.
所以经历了好几次被人家赶走。
So and they experienced many times where they were kicked out.
他们觉得真的是需要自己的会堂。
They felt that they really need their own church.
但是我们这个北京教会的人数大概加起来总共大概400多人。
And the total number of members in Beijing back then was about 400 people.
当时他们要买会堂实在没有什么钱。
And when they were about to buy their own church, they did not have much money.
他们看到一个住宅带了大楼里面有四个单位一起来可以连着一起买着，那四个单位可以打通做会堂。
And they found four rooms in four apartment units and where they can connect them to make a chapel.
那个总价值差不多1000万人民币。
And the total value was about 10 million
renminbi.
10 million renminbi.
哇，这个数目对北京人当地的收入来说是很高的。
And this number is very high for a local Beijing money.
陈长老见证北京教会那400多人当中没有大有钱人。
And Elder Chen, he testified that among the 400 people, there were not any who had a lot of money.
都是上班族。
They were all working class.
也有很多的从福建其他省份来北京打工的。
And many of them came from other provinces to work.
那么1000万人民币的这个大的数目，400多个人怎么付呢？
So how can 400 people pay $10 million?
他们的每个月的月薪也是3000-4000人民币啊。
Their monthly salary is about 3,000-4,000 renminbi.
你可以想象，我们如果多伦多教会我们有400人，但是我们要买1000万加币的。这个教堂有办法吗？
So imagine Toronto Church where we have 400 people and we have to buy a $10 million church.
我们现在名簿上面大概有300人了。
And on our members register, we have about 300 people.
就算我们有400人了，叫你买1000万加币的会堂。
And even if we have 400 people and we have to purchase of $10 million dollar church.
非常非常大。
And this, so this number is very great.
但是教会很有信心。
But the church had great faith.
那么好的机会，当然要先买下来。
There was a good opportunity, so they bought the church.
买下来之后再筹款。
And after they bought it, they mortgaged.
有人跟陈长老讲。
And someone told Elder Chen.
长老你怎么胆子那么大
？Elder Chen, how can you be so bold?
一点点钱在手上，也就买一个1000万的会堂。
We have so little of funds, and yet we bought a $10 million.
长老也不晓得说为什么他胆那么大。
And he said, I do not know where I got this.
教会需要，主就会预备。
Now, if the church needs, then God will prepare.
结果大家买来之后拼命祷告。
And after they bought this chapel, everyone prayed a lot.
拼命也筹款。
And they also borrowed a lot of money.
因为中国政府要管制啊，外国的钱啊，不能这样子随便的进来。
And the Chinese government also restrict international funds.
啊，那其他各地的教会呢，也没有帮，真的是太多。
And other churches in China were not able to help too much.
总共加起来呢，帮到了也不到100万人民币。
And in total, they could not even accumulate to about $1 million.
其他都要靠自己了。
The rest they needed to rely on themselves.
但是很奇妙，大家很同心。
And yet they were very united and very miraculous. And they had a lot of faith.
祷告，求神带领。
They prayed and asked God to lead them.
这个在筹款的过程当中啊，神很祝福带领啊，每一位弟兄姐妹的经济。
And in the process of accumulating this fund, God really blessed all the members to have better financials.
其中有一个见证。
And one of the testimonies.
有一个姐妹啊，她借了钱给人家做生意。
And there was a sister who borrowed
who lent money
to someone else
to do business.
收不回来。And she could not get the money back.
烂账啊，这个 bad credit 啊，收不回来。
And because the person had bad credit and they could not get the money back.
但是教会需要钱。
And yet the church needs money.
所以他就叫大家帮忙祷告。
So he asked people to pray for her.
希望我这个本来收不回来的钱可以收回来。
And she can get back the money that she could not get back.
大家拼命祷告。
So everyone prayed.
这个很奇妙。
And miraculously,
过年之前
that before the New Year,
那个欠他钱的人主动跟他讲，好了，现在有钱还给你了。
That the person who owed her money, gave the money back.
哇，他说这个是神迹。
And this was a miracle.
这个笔钱数目是蛮大的。
And this number was very great.
他觉得是神帮助我，本来收不回来的。完全没有希望的钱就可以拿得回来。
And she knew that it was from God because this money was gone and yet it came back.
奉献给神。
And she offered it to God.
很多弟兄姐妹很多见证。
And there were a lot of testimonies from other brothers and sisters.
就是在那一段建堂的时间之内，神大大的祝福他们。
In the period where they were buying the chapel, God blessed many of the members.
结果在整个的建堂的过程当中很顺利。
And the process of building this chapel was very successful.
像一千多万人民币就筹到了。
And they were able to accumulate $10 million.
再讲一次啊，四百个信徒而已啊。
And to repeat this again, there were only 400.
没有大有钱人了。
And there were no wealthy members.
没有什么外国的援助啊，或者是很多的其他教会的援助。
And there was not much help from international churches or local churches.
但是就是有剩，买了还是有剩。
And even when they bought this chapel, they had leftover.
本来在这个之前啊，在一买好之后，一买好这个会堂之后呢，啊，有弟兄跟长老说，长老，另外一个区也要发展教会啊，我们要买一个。
And once they bought this chapel, a member told the elder that in another region they are also developing, so we need to go and buy a church.
长老本来心里想说，哎呀，怎么可能？刚刚才买完，怎么可能又开一个新的教会
？And the elder thought this is impossible. We just bought a chapel. How can we go and buy another?
后来长老就移民到美国了，跟他儿子住了。
And then this elder he immigrated to the U.S. and lived with his son.
好了，过了半年，那边消息又传过来。
And after half a year, a news came.
长老，现在我们已经买下来另外一个新的教会了。
And the members told them, "Elder, we have bought another church."
那边圣工发展很快。
And because the holy work there is very fast.
只要神有需要。
As long as God have the need.
只会有剩，不会不够。
And there will only be more and rather than less.
这它是一个大前提。一个 prerequisites 啊
，and this is a prerequisites.
prerequisites 有一个大前提啊， 就是一个条件啊。
Oh, and there is a prerequisite.
就是百姓一定要同心。
That the people have to be united.
我们来看百姓怎么同心呢
？So how were the people here united?
我们看35章。
Let's turn to chapter 35.
35章的第四节。
Chapter 35, verse 4.
我们看看呢，这个整个百姓他们怎么同心呢
？So how were the people united?
啊，第四节
，verse 4.
请读。
Verse 4. And Moses spoke to all the congregation of the children of Israel, saying, "This is the thing which the Lord commanded, saying."
神透过摩西告诉全会众。
So God spoke to Moses to the congregation.
好了，我们看这个二十二节啊。
Verse 22. 22, they came, both man and woman, as many as had a willing heart, and brought earrings and nose rings, rings and necklaces, all jewelry of gold, that is every man who made an offering of gold to the Lord.
所以说连男带女啊都拿礼物来了。
So here, both man and woman, they brought gifts.
好，那再看25节。
Verse 25.
心中有智慧的妇女亲手纺线，把手纺的蓝色、紫色、朱红线和细麻都拿来了。
25. All the women who were gifted artisans spurned yarn with their hands and brought what they had spurned of blue, purple, and scarlet and all.
妇女也被感动了。
So the women here were also moved.
也来帮忙了。
Move to come and help.
妇女可能没有什么钱在身上，但是他们会纺线，会他们的劳工。
These women may not have too much money, but they could yarn.
再来27节。
27.
众官长，这里说众官长很重要啊。
So here it says the ruler, and this ruler is very important.
官长要把红玛瑙还有别的宝石啊，都拿来了。
The rulers brought onyx stones and stones to be set in the ephod and the breastplate.
官长很重要。
The rulers are very important.
官长是带领的。
These are the leaders.
官长不能说我不奉献，你们拿出来，你们拿出来。
They cannot say that, oh, I will not offer, and you guys need to offer.
官长要自己带领啊。
The rulers need to lead.
如果官长带领了，百姓就会跟着。
If these rulers lead, then the people will follow.
我记得以前在别的教会看到有一个地方在买会堂。
I remember being in another church and we were purchasing a chapel.
那教会那时候刚成立，从银行那边借不到钱。
The church was recently established and we could not get a loan from the bank.
但是银行就告诉教会负责人说，借钱给你们有一个条件。
And the bank told the church council, saying, we have one condition.
什么条件？
What is the condition?
要担保人呢、啊、
That you need
担保人 guarantor.
We need a guarantor.
谁当担保人
？And who is the guarantor?
那个银行家就说，你们是带教会的带领者，就是担保人呢、啊。
And the bank told the church council, you guys are the leaders, so you guys will be the guarantor.
有房子拿出来担保就担保了。
You take your house as a guarantee.
有现金就拿出来担保了。
And if you have cash, then you use it as a guarantee.
当时的几个负责人很有信心的。
And the church council members then had a lot of faith.
担保有什么问题？
What is there's no problem with
putting down. 这里说教会没有一间教会买会堂买不成的。
There is no such church that where they cannot afford the chapel.
没有说买了会堂付不出钱要破产的，从来没有。
There was never a chapel where they bought it and they could not pay back the money.
以前没有，现在没有，将来也没有。
And there was never before, not now, and never in the future.
所以那几个负责人很勇敢了，要担保就好，我拿我们的房子去担保。
So the church council they put their house on as a guarantee.
这个很神就祝福教会，很快就买起会堂来。
And God really blessed the church, and quickly they were able to buy the chapel.
官长很重要。
So the rulers are very important.
官长做什么，百姓就做什么。
What the ruler do, the people will also follow.
官长不敢做，百姓就不敢做。
If the rulers do not dare to do,then the people would be scared as well.
再来我们看三十节啊。
And let's turn back to verse 30.
三十节，三十五章的三十节。
Chapter 35, verse 30.
摩西对以色列人说，犹大支派中户尔的孙子乌利的儿子比撒列，耶和华已经提他的名召他。
Verse 30. And Moses said to the children of Israel, See, the Lord has called by name Bezalel.The son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah.
这里说啊，建造会幕除了钱之外，还有另外一种另外一种需要的原因。
So here it tells us that besides money, they also need another kind of resource.
就是工匠要有技术。
And that is artisans.
我们知道有钱，但是那些是材料而已。你怎么把原材料变成一个很荣耀的会幕呢
？And of course, they had money, but they needed to convert these resources into usable things.
很荣耀的，很 glorious 的。
To turn them into glorious objects.
这个就是需要技术。
And this requires skill.
因为圣殿里面的会幕里面的那些所有的东西啊，都有神严格的要求。
Because all the items in the tabernacle have a strict requirements from God.
要尺寸有多大？
The length and the width.
用什么材料？
What kind of material?
要包金的。
And to cover with gold.
要雕刻的。
And needed carvings.
现在我给你一些金子，假如了，给你一些金子。
So if I give you some gold,
给你一堆木头
，and give you some wood,
请你把金子包在木头上面，不掉出来。
How can you cover the wood with the gold?
请问你怎么做
？And how would you do it?
你有办法吗
？Are you able to do it?
3500年前。
Over 3,000 years ago.
3000多年前的科技没有很高的水准。
They did not have a lot of technology.
在旷野。
They were in the wilderness.
那个工具也很有限。
And they have very limited tools.
他们从来没有做过这些艺术品。
And they have never done these works before.
他们都是做干粗活的，做粗工的。
They were all, the people. They were all doing, manual labor.
所以要盖这个会幕，要克服很多技术上的困难。
So to build this tabernacle, they really needed a lot of, workmanship.
就是有钱就弄得起来了。
And it's not that you, if you just have money, then you can build these things.
任何东西都会遇到困难的。
So in everything that you will come across difficulty.
更为神做工啊，会遇到更大的困难。
And when we do the work of God, we will come across even more difficulty.
往往是遇到困难呢，神帮助我们克服了，神的荣耀才出来。
But oftentimes it's when we face this difficulty and God help us, then God's glory will be shown.
所以这个时候神拣选一个人。
So here, God chose one person.
这个人呢是户尔的孙子。
Here he is the son of Uri.
我们记不记得户尔是谁
？Do we remember who Uri is?
摩西在山上祷告，不是手都很累吗？啊。
When Moses, when he was praying on the mountain, his hands were tired.
那旁边其中一个
，on one side.
除了亚伦之外，还有谁？就是户尔。
Besides Aaron, there was also Uri.
就是帮这个摩西的手啊，把它撑起来。
He was the one that helped Moses lift up his hand.
所以摩西的手才不会掉下嘛。
And that's how Moses did not drop his hand.
哇，所以神也祝福户尔。
And God blessed Uri.
在他的后代的当中呢。
That among his descendants,
这个叫比撒列，是他的孙子。神特别是他圣灵充满。
That there was a man called Bezalel, who was filled with the wisdom of God.
31节
Spirit of God. 31.
神的灵啊，充满他呢，使他有智慧、聪明、知识。
And he has filled him with the spirits of God in wisdom and understanding.
能做各样的工。
That he can do all kinds of workmanship.
能想出巧工。
To design artistic works.
用金银铜造各物。
To work in gold, silver, and bronze.
又刻宝石，可以镶嵌在雕刻的木头上面，能做各样的巧工啊。
In cutting jewels for setting and carvings of wood.
哇，这个是很奇妙。我读这个时候，真的心里有很大的感动哦。
And this is very miraculous, and this is very moving.
科学家告诉我们人类的头脑啊。
A scientist tells us about the human brain.
我们的人类的头脑其实一般来说用的那个部分呢，用的很少哎。
We actually use a very small a portion of our brain.
一般来说，顶多是用到十趴间的。
The most we use is about 10%.
里面有90%间的头脑还没有开发的。
And there are 90% that is unused.
这个90%呢，这个是很多的潜能在里面。
So in this 90%, there is a lot of potential.
但如果神要你做某一件事情
，But if God tells us to do something,
神会突然给你有一种好种觉悟啊，好种打开你那个没有用到的部分。
And God will allow us to open up the area of our brain that is not used.
你看这个比撒列，他在埃及有做过这个工吗？
For example, this Bezalel, have you ever done this in Egypt?
我们知道，一般的做珠宝学徒啊，没有十年八年的功夫啊，你学不起来了。
For any artisan in gold and silver, they need at least 10 years of training.
我有一个姨丈啊，他是打金的啊，在香港以前是做这个金匠。
And I have a relative who was in Hong Kong. He specialized in carving gold.
金镯子啊，金链啊，都是打出来的。
All the golden bracelets that we have, they were made by a person.
啊，没有十年的功夫你打不出来。
You need at least 10 years of experience to make those items.
是神的灵充满比撒列。
But God's spirit filled in Bezalel.
他本来不会打金的。
Originally, he did not know how to do this.
但是突然变成一个很会打金的高手。
But suddenly, he could work in gold and silver.
哇，会把那些宝石啊装在那个圣衣上面呢。
He could put the jewels in the garments.
这是告诉我们一点呢。
So this tells us something.
当我们遇到困难的时候
，that when we come across difficulty,
神的灵在带领我们。
That if God's spirit is leading us,
让你想出很多解决问题的方法。
That he will give us ideas to solve our problems.
但这些问题解决了
，and once these problems are solved,
那会幕都盖好了
，then the tabernacle is built.
所以不单只是需要人才，所以需要钱财。
So not only do they needed a material resource,
还有人才
，they also need human resource.
在里面有神的灵带领
，and among them there is the spirit of God helping.
结果呢，这个会幕呢就是这样盖起来的
，and the tabernacle was built.
神的名得到荣耀
，and God's name was glorified.
人也有一个敬拜神的地方。
And people had a place to go and worship God.
这个会幕还指着什么呢
？And what does this tabernacle also represent?
以前出埃及的时候有物质的会幕。
Before they, when they were coming out of Egypt, they had a physical tabernacle.
那现在我们需要一个属灵的会幕。
But now we need a spiritual tabernacle.
我们看那个希伯来书的第八章。
Let's turn to
Hebrews.
Hebrews.
希伯来书第八章。
Hebrews chapter 8.
第一节。
Verse 1.
希伯来书的第八章。
Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我们所讲的是其中第一要紧的，就是我们有这样的大祭司，已经坐在天上，在自大者宝座的右边。第二节
，verse two，
那圣所就是真帐幕里做执事，这帐幕是主所知的，不是人所知的。
Verse one. Now this is the main point of the thing we are saying. We have such a high priest who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the Majesty in heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and a true tabernacle which the Lord erected and not men.
这里说有个真帐幕。
So here it tells us there's a true tabernacle.
以前出埃及的时候有物质的帐幕。
When they came out of Egypt, they had a physical tabernacle.
那个不是最重要的。
But that is not the most important.
现在有一个真帐幕。
And now there is a true tabernacle.
是主耶稣织的。
It is erected by the Lord.
这个是什么呢？
And what is this?
这个就是主耶稣的身体。
And this is the body of Jesus Christ.
这是他的真教会。
It is his true church.
我们今天也是在建造这个会幕。
And today we are building this true tabernacle.
那主的帐幕要在我们中间。
And God's tabernacle is among us.
当我们把这个信仰建立起来了。
So when we build our faith.
把这个教会建立起来了。
When we build this church.
那神就会在我们中间。
Then God will be among us.
我们就能够荣耀神。
Then we can glorify God.
神也会住在与我们中间，与我们同在。
Then God will live and dwell among us.
所以从今天的学习。
So from today's study.
神说你要为我建造圣所。
God tells us we have to build his sanctuary.
就是我们要建立信仰。
Of our life.
要建立好我们的自己的信仰。
We have to establish our faith.
那在教会的生活当中。
And in our church life,
神要我们侍奉什么，我们都尽力去做。
What God tells us to serve Him, and we must try our best.
教会如果需要新的会堂
，and if God needs a new church,
我们就求神给我们感动我们。
Then we ask God to move us,
让我们同心
，so that we can be united.
感动大家奉献
，and to move everyone to offer.
也求主耶稣给我们智慧
，and to also ask God for wisdom,
能够克服一些看起来好像克服不了的困难
，so that we can overcome any problems that seems hard to overcome.
智慧是神给的
，wisdom comes from God.
钱财也是从神来的
，and wealth also comes from God. United,
圣灵帮助
，then the Holy Spirit helps us.
就能够为神建造圣所
，then we can build the sanctuary of God.
愿主耶稣帮助我们
，May the Lord Jesus help us all.
唱诗510首
，Sing hymn of 510.